see here. Sherry Strickland versus Getz. This party would come up, please. All right. Calendar for motion for a modification of custody, motion to dissolve the parental rights of the plaintiff, and motion for summary judgment. Any other motions, preliminary motions that prior to calling a case?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Getz, anything prior to calling the case?
Motion. Another motion for removal of parental rights.
Your parental rights or? All right. So how these motions break down? Y'all's motion for modification of custody or?
No, Your Honor, all the motions were filed by Mr. Getz. An order was entered, actually a temporary order, back in October 14, 2002. And our position is that by operation of law, based on neither party petitioning the court for a significant period of time, that becomes a final order.
How long? The earlier order, how long was that in effect?
It's been in effect now for almost 7 years. Now, Mr. Getz has filed a motion to terminate parental rights, and I don't think the court needs to spend very much time on that because there's really no legal merit to it. There's a procedure or a process to terminate individuals' parental rights, and that's set forth in Chapter 7B, and there's just no legal authority at all to address that here today. I don't know if Mr. Getz has any legal authority at all to support that position, but I would say...
Are you saying in fact, or are you saying...
I'm saying as a legal matter. I mean, in order to terminate parental rights, you have to file a petition to terminate legal rights. It's got to be verified. It's filed under Chapter 7B in juvenile court. It's not filed in a Chapter 50 proceeding. Aside from the legal aspect of it, it is absolutely meritless with regard to the facts. But we can spend a significant amount of time dealing with the facts, but as a threshold matter, from a legal standpoint, it's not maintained.
File a motion to terminate under Chapter 50?
He filed it in this proceeding as a motion in this court.
Mr. Getz, is that correct?
Well, sir, there's a number of things he spoke about I'd like to reply.
Well, I'd like to first of all know if you filed this in juvenile court, if you filed this as part of Chapter 50, which would be in custody.
Being not an attorney, I basically filed it in response to the judge's hearing.
Well, you're going to be treated as if you are an attorney representing yourself. You understand that, right?
Yes. May I reply to that?
Yes, sir.
The fact that it's taken 7 years is not in my control. I moved here with my daughter from Texas 7 years ago. I thought we were going to be married in a family. After I got here, they turned against me and put me out on the street. And I was put basically on 7 years now, and fighting to get off the street. I finally got back on my feet. During that time, I've been maintaining a relationship with my daughter. I know I'm not an attorney, and there might be mistakes in my case, but what has to be done is what's best for my daughter. And I have solid evidence over a long period of time that her mother has not acted in a condition that is appropriate with a good mother. And I hate to have to do this, but I have to be able to get my daughter her safety and her health in check. As her father, I have both the obligation and the responsibility, losing faith in her mother, to have to stand up and do this. I ask the court to recognize her actions and how it has hurt my daughter, and I ask the court to help make sure my daughter is okay.
Well, certainly that's paramount interest of the court, but under some recent case law, I mean, it'd be very clear that a temporary order entered in October of 2002 would be considered under some recent case law to be a permanent order to acquire Yeshua.
Sir, I had no control. I was living on the street. It was impossible for me to be able to do anything. And now I must do so. Knowing the facts that I do about her mother and the way this has all gone down, my daughter is not safe with her and her family without me there. I'm doing the best I can. I actually overlooked some proceedings in the effort to make sure my daughter is okay.
Well, I'll certainly do that, but I can't overlook procedural problems you have in filing it. First of all, your motion to terminate parental rights.
My effort is only to establish control of my daughter, not take her away from her mother. At this point, for 7 years, I've been kept from her, and it's hurt her. And I've waited patiently for some changes on her mother's behalf and her family. They seem incapable of doing so. I have to establish control to make sure she's okay. At that point, I'd be happy to make sure that she has her mother and her grandfather. I'm not trying to keep anybody apart, but as long as she's in control, this is the way it's going to go, I'm sure.
All right, well, your motion to terminate parental rights is denied. Is that what your motion for summary judgment is?
No, Your Honor. Mr. Getz, on an issue of custody, has filed an unverified, unsupported motion for summary judgment. As Your Honor is aware, a custody determination is very factually specific. It's not the kind of case that is even susceptible to being decided by summary judgment. Even if it were, Mr. Getz has not supported his application with anything other than a signed motion. No affidavits, no nothing. So we would ask that that motion be denied as well.
Mr. Getz, you're saying when you file a motion for summary judgment that there is no material issue in the case. There's nothing for the parties to fight about.
Sir, it was my intent to try to solve this problem before I have to prove my case. I do not want to be here to talk bad about my child's mother. I'm trying to make sure she's okay. There were two big issues that were a problem with the current ex parte custody order.
Well, let's don't get into that part. The issue here in a summary judgment motion is whether or not there's an issue of material fact between the parties. When the parties agree on whatever is at issue, then a motion for summary judgment is appropriate. In other words, you owe me $10,000. Yes, I owe you $10,000. I just can't pay it. That would be an appropriate for motion. But here you've got, you're saying something about them. They're not agreeing with it.
No, sir. My summary judgment is based on the fact we were not residents here for 6 months. The court order is invalid, and I believe that's a statement of fact. There's nothing to argue about. It's right in their legal paperwork. We were here 2 months before I was put out on the street.
Your Honor, this the parties have lived with this order for almost 7 years. This man has been exercising visitation for almost 7 years. And now here we are on his motion to modify custody. He wants to argue, I guess, that there's no jurisdiction here, which is without merit at all.
The court requires 6 months residency before you have authority. We were not here 6 months. The order is invalid.
And, you know, Your Honor, if you follow that logic to its end, then what would happen is we would simply vacate any orders in the case presently, and then we'd start back from square one, and that, I would submit, is just not what the law requires.
I agree that a custody arrangement at this point would be best for my daughter, but I cannot deny the fact this order is invalid.
All right, Mr. Summary Judgment denied. All right, so that leaves us with a motion for modification of custody. Is that your motion?
Yes, sir. Right. An ex parte custody order.
Well, at this point, it's a permanent custody order under the law of this state. All right?
It's the only order in place, so you're saying the ex parte custody order is permanent, and that's what I'm asking to modify?
Your Honor, that's the order of October 2002?
Right.
There was an ex parte custody order that became a permanent order. You actually were a temporary order back in October, but to your honor, presided over the case then and entered an order. So we don't have an ex parte order any longer. We have a temporary order, which, again, arguably from a legal standpoint, is permanent.
You may put on evidence to change the order, but at this point, it's a permanent order under the law of this state. After 7 years, or just about 7 years, it becomes a permanent order. Okay?
Then I ask the court to modify it, take into consideration my evidence for a mother's action, and allow me to have my daughter back.
Well, it's at this point you have to put on evidence.
Yes, sir.
You ready to do that?
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll call your first witness.
Yes, sir. I'd just like to make opening statements and then go from there.
You've got 2 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Your Honor, before we get into his opening statement, on the calendar it's indicated 2 hours has been allotted for the case. Is that going to be?
That's correct.
Okay. So each side gets an hour, including cross-examination, goes against each party's respective time.
That's correct.
Okay.
All right, you have 2 minutes for an opening statement. You may proceed.
This day has been a long day coming for me. I wish I were not here. I wish we did not have to go through this. I have tried every way that I know to make sure that my daughter is okay and to get along with her mother. My name is Michael E. Getz, Sr. I am the father of Stephanie Ann Getz. Her mother, Sherry Strickland, and her family invited us here after our child was born. In my mind, as I understood it, to be a family. We were engaged. We came here to be married. Shortly after we arrived here, they turned on me. I was jumped, beaten, and forced to the street. The last time I saw you gave me 48 hours to get out of my house. I ended up in a homeless shelter living on the street. For 7 years, I have struggled to survive. I have maintained my contact with my daughter 3 times a week, sometimes riding a bicycle, 30 miles round trip, and all kinds of weather just to spend an hour with you. This situation is absolutely wrong. I tried everything to get along with no chance of any differences. I come here today not to speak bad about Ms. Strickland. She's the mother of my child. I never wanted to be here. But as her father, losing confidence in her ability as a good mother, I have both the obligation and the right to step up here and ask the court to give me my little girl back. I was there when she was born. I cut her umbilical cord. I saw her, and she saw me. I was the first thing she saw in this world. I took care of her every day until we came here and had her taken from my hands and put out on the street. I am the primary care provider by every definition, except that she made more money than me. It is in the best interest of my daughter for me to maintain control of her life and make sure that she has family, not be destroyed as Ms. Strickland has done. I have brought evidence, and I provided to the court and the attorney on the things that I'm talking about, and it is pretty. I do not want to have to show evidence of this, but I will. I ask the court to modify the custody order and give me my daughter back. As her father, I have obligations that I must do, and with this current situation, if it doesn't change, my daughter's health and future is at stake. That's my opening statement.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Getz. All right. Any opening statement?
Yes, Your Honor. Your Honor, Stephanie will be 10 years old in December. This order has been in effect for 7 years. During that time period, Ms. Strickland has been the primary caregiver. This little girl attended Montessori school for a time. This little girl is now attending Aiden Elementary School. The evidence is going to be that she's doing very well. She's got extended family here in Pitt County. She's got cousins. She's got aunts, uncles. She's very well-adjusted. She's happy. Since 2002, Ms. Strickland has provided almost all the financial support. The evidence is going to be that up until a child support claim was commenced in, I think, in September of last year, Mr. Getz had paid a grand total of $520 in child support over that entire six-plus year time period. Mr. Getz is coming into this courtroom saying that this is my child, and he goes so far as to file a motion to terminate parental rights. Ms. Strickland has done nothing but right by this child. Ms. Strickland's father, who is in his 70s, three times every single week over the last 7 years, has accommodated Mr. Getz with this custody order. Now, standing here today, I think Ms. Strickland, of course, will tell you that she feels like a modification would be appropriate. The child is almost 10 years old, and she'll tell you what she thinks is appropriate, but in terms of modifying the custodial arrangement in terms of who's primary custodian, the evidence is going to be conclusively compelling that no such modification is warranted, and we ask that the court deny Mr. Getz's motion to modify in the sense that he's trying to change primary custodians. We're not opposed to a modification being made in some respects. It will accommodate and take into consideration the child's age as to things that have occurred in the last 7 years.
All right. Well, both parties, the ground rules are that you've got an hour apiece to put on your evidence. That includes questions that you ask the other party. Okay? Okay. So when you cross-examine the other party, that counts in your hour. Okay? We have a number of cases after this, and we keep everybody in line and ready to proceed as quick as we can. All right. Mr. Getz, since you're the petitioner, you may proceed to offer any evidence you wish to offer. You have to do that under oath.
Sir?
You have to come up and do that under oath, okay? You want to bring any papers with you? You certainly can do that too, okay? All right, if you'll put your left hand on the Bible and raise your right.
Yes.
All right. You can have a seat right there. All right, for the record, if you'll state your name for the court, please.
I'm Michael E. Getz, Sr.
All right, and you may proceed.
As I said in my opening statement,
first of all, where do you live?
6202 Turnage, Farmville, North Carolina.
How long have you lived there?
About 5.5 years.
All right. You may proceed.
As I said in my opening statement, the reason I've asked this today is not out of anger to hurt anyone. It is because I've lost confidence in my child's mother to make wise decisions in regards to my daughter. Over the last 7-8 years, I've collected evidence on the things that have gone on, and it's for those reasons that I had to come here today. Some of the things that have bothered me since I met Ms. Strickland, back after she was first pregnant.
Objection. We're going beyond the order. The order was entered in October 2002. If we're going to go back, really to the dawn of time, we're going to be here a lot longer than 2 hours.
I have two statements, short and quick.
Mr. Getz, you can't be talking about what happened before you all met.
I'm talking about, in relation to my daughter, the things that have happened.
Listen to me.
Sorry?
Listen to me. We have rules now.
Right.
From the date of the last order, okay, which was October 2002, anything prior to that was presumably covered by that order. So anything you want to say to change the custody or to modify another order has to go from the date of that order up to now. Okay, anything before that presumably was covered in that order, and you're not allowed to go back over that.
My actions since that time are based on these two statements I have to make.
You can't talk about anything that happened before October of 2002.
Yes, sir, I understand that. Okay. I'm saying what I'm doing right now is why.
As long as you do that. Now, remember, anything you testified to, and this is another, just get you to so you won't get frustrated with objections, because they're going to come.
Right.
It has to be things. You can't say anything somebody else told you.
No.
It has to be something you saw Okay, you got that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, you may proceed.
Difficult to answer under these conditions and this important information.
These are conditions which every courtroom in the country is under. So
I'm here today because Terry Strickland tried to kill our child and abandon it.
Objection.
That is important.
Objection.
This happened before 2002.
When she was pregnant and after our child was born, when we were coming here. That's why we came here. Because I couldn't lose my daughter and I was afraid she was going to kill it.
This is before 2002 order?
When we came here at that time, I don't have the exact date, but when we came here, it was about that. That's what I'm trying to explain. I'm not here to try to make problems. I was worried absolutely about the safety of my daughter. And her family has a history of sexual abuse.
Objection.
That is since. That is not before.
My objection was based on prior to the October 02 order. He said they moved here together. They have not reconciled since October of 02, so that, by definition, would have to precede that.
Mr. Guest, you have to talk about what happened after 2002.
Since we arrived here, shortly after arriving here, being invited here, I can't...
Objection. Again, the order was entered in October of 2002. He's talking about shortly after they arrived, which would have preceded that order.
In 2002, June 2002, shortly after that, when all this paperwork is here, referring to that time, shortly after that, she comes home one day, says she doesn't love me.
Objection.
She's taking her child and put me out on the
Objection.
Street. This is during this time period, 2002.
No rule. I'm setting for background.
I'm just trying to explain why I'm feeling like I am and why I feel like I have to step forward and do something.
That was 7 years ago.
And during that time, after she came home and told me that she didn't love me and that I had to get out on the street and she was taking our child, that while I lived on the street, she made it almost impossible to be able to allow me to see my daughter for the last 7 years. I've had to go through quite a bit, including an occasion, many occasions, riding a bicycle 3 hours round trip to spend an hour with my daughter. My daughter has not, on the average, been allowed to come to my house except for a few occasions, exceptions like maybe Christmas once or twice. My daughter is not allowed to be able to come to my shop, Mike's PC shop, where up until the time we got here, she used to work with me as a baby. I believe that during this time, the actions of Ms. Strickland...
You say you have a business?
Yes, sir.
What type of business is that?
Mike's PC shop in Farmville. It's a computer
Mike's
shop.
What?
PC.
Oh, PC.
Yes, sir.
Computer.
Yes, sir. During the 7 years, I believe that her actions have not been conducive with a good mother. She has destroyed her family. She has made it nearly impossible for her daughter to see her dad. She has kept me from being able to make any decent decisions in my daughter's life. I have not had any opportunity to have say in her life. For instance, she is on medication right now for ADD. I'm not a fan of that, being a substitute school teacher also. I see what kids go through that are on those medications. In the discovery process leading up to today, there were a number of just flat-out wrong things. And I think they're important to get the facts straight. The fact is, if I may, or to go through these discovery... Sir?
You can certainly go through something else objected to, and then we'll talk about it.
Right. In the interrogatories, I made an attempt to try to get as much as possible as I could agreed upon before we got here. There are things that, in my mind, shows a consistent pattern of deception. They're not being honest. They're not being straight.
Objection.
It is my opinion.
Objection.
And I have facts for that. There are a number of things, like I wasn't there when my child was born. I didn't cut her umbilical cord. I got videotape evidence of that. That I wasn't jumped by Mr. Strickland and his son. I got videotape evidence of that. These are plainly wrong. And I want to make the fact, these people are not being honest. Ever since I've got here, they have twisted and turned and done everything possible to try to keep me away from my daughter. No decent person would keep a good man from being a child's father. Your position is indefensible.
All right, talk to me, not to them.
These are just two of the things in the discovery that are plainly wrong, and I'm willing to submit evidence unless they concede.
About what?
That I wasn't jumped, I wasn't beaten and put out on the street, that I wasn't there and cut the umbilical cord and the first thing my daughter saw, that I wasn't the primary care provider of my daughter all the way up to the moment that we arrived here and they took her from me and put me on the street?
Mr. Guest, please listen to me. I'm trying to listen to you, but you're getting off on things that happened when the child was born. We're talking about a modification of a custody order, wanting to change whatever agreement is between the two of you right now. That's what you need to focus on.
Sir, I completely understand your point, but the fact is, at this moment, Ms. Strickland's actions are not conducive with a good mother. At this moment.
Talk about this moment. You're
yes, sir.
Exactly right. Talk
yes, sir.
About now.
Yes, sir. I am not allowed to see my daughter except for 3 one-hour visits a week. I am not allowed to make
How
any...
How many hour visits a week?
According to your court action, I was put on the street and given 3 one-hour visitations a week. I had originally asked for Saturday, Sunday, and Wednesday, but you gave me Saturday, Sunday, and Thursday. During this time, up to now, I have not been allowed to be a part of my daughter, her life. I haven't been able to be a father to my daughter, and those are through Ms. Strickland's actions. I have tried everything to get along. It's not happening. I have to step forward and say something, and these other things are part of background. It's important that people realize I'm not here just mad. I'm very concerned about my daughter, and I have major problems with what's been going on ever since my daughter was born. So I would like to know, are we going to be able to agree on some of the facts, or should I present evidence to the fact of repeated bad decisions by Ms. Strickland up to this moment about my daughter?
Apparently, y'all are past the stage of agreement, so yes, you're going to have to present evidence.
All right. Well, I'd like to just confirm a few things here. According to my interrogatories that I got back from Ms. Strickland, her attorney, I have videotape on my computer that I would like to play.
Well, what?
Being jumped by Mr. Strickland and his son about being with my daughter at birth and being the first thing she saw and cutting her belt, the things that they are plainly lying about.
Objection to the characterization.
The facts are not accurate, and you know that.
Mr. Kitts, please listen to me. You remember there's a 2002 order, right?
Sir?
We have a 2002
right.
order.
Right.
That was entered after the child was born.
Yes,
correct?
Sir. Yes, sir.
So the umbilical cord tape would be totally irrelevant, right?
It established.
Do you understand that?
I understand your point, but it established the fact they're not being honest.
Do you understand why you're here?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to make sure my daughter's okay.
You're asking for a change in the custodial situation, correct?
Yes, sir.
What relevance does whether you cut the umbilical cord of this child have to do as to whether or not there should be a change of custody?
I was the primary care provider to my daughter. I was the one with her every day, taking care of her all the time from the moment she was born. It should be allowed to continue, and it should cause merit whenever you ask who should be taking care of the child. And that there is a repeated pattern of lies in their responses.
Why don't you tell me why you think she's a bad mother and not start before 2002 and start...
In 2002,
Yes,
sir. In 2002, I was jumped and put out in the street and had my daughter taken from me. I lived on the street for 7 years.
Tell me, after 2002, what has changed to want me to change this order that was put in effect in 2002? That's what you should be doing.
Yes, sir. In the last 7 years, my ex has kept my daughter, I believe, from me, except for the court-ordered visitation. She has repeatedly made decisions that are not conducive to a good mother. My
yes,
daughter...
Tell me how.
Well, taking her father from her is probably a big deal. In fact, it's the biggest deal to me. Unbelievable. After inviting me here and then putting me on the street to die. And then keeping my daughter from me. It's not even a good person, much less a good mother. How can I stand here and not say nothing? And that is the crux of my argument, that it is a repeated pattern of bad decisions that destroyed my family that goes on today that will not change unless I step forward and do something about it. And that's why I'm here.
Do you think the custody ought to change to you, or it should be modified to give you more visitation, or what?
I need to be in charge of my daughter. I am Mr. Getz. My daughter is Stephanie Getz. We are a family. She has two brothers, Michael Getz and Justin Getz. We are a family. Ms. Strickland was supposed to be in our family and chose not to. I believe that that decision was probably a mistake. To keep us apart like this, destroy us after inviting me here.
Where's the other children?
They're back west with their mother. I'm divorced. I'm fighting for custody of them, too.
Okay, so you got two children that are elsewhere.
Yes, sir. My oldest son is 27. I mean, he's grown.
So you got two children elsewhere and then this child here.
Yes, sir. And so I'm asking for legal custody of my daughter. The physical arrangements of her living where she is now, I totally understand. I don't want to rip her out of that. I mean, even though I don't feel comfortable with her being there, in my opinion, having a history of sexual abuse and me not being able to protect her or being around her is a mistake. But I'm willing to negotiate where she actually lives. But what I need and what my daughter needs is for me to be in control of her life, not shared custody, because it's constant conflict and it'll tear my daughter apart. I'd rather let go. So I come here today to ask for legal custody of my daughter, and I'm willing to negotiate physical custody of my daughter, although I would like to ask the court's clarification that if I am given legal custody, I may ask if I can take my daughter and the Getz family and go back to Texas. But right now, I'm only asking for legal custody to ensure the safety and health of my daughter after a long, prolonged, documented pattern of bad decisions and conflict between me and her mother.
Now, you keep talking about his documented long history between the two of you. Tell me something about that.
Well, the videotape of me being jumped and put out on the street when I got here. The 7 years of having to go through unbelievable pain and suffering, riding a bicycle back and forth from Farmville to Greenville because they refused to even bring her to my shop or Farmville at all, knowing that I had to ride 3.5-4 hours round trip on a bicycle to spend an hour with my daughter at Burger King or McDonald's. Since that time, I haven't contacted Ms. Strickland in any way since we've been here. To the best of my ability, I stay out of her way. I don't bother their family in any way. So our agreements between us, our actions between us have been very limited. But taking away her father, putting me through this, keeping me from her, with the history of problems and the things they have, and me not being able to be there and know where my daughter is, or I can't even call my daughter. She can't even call me, although they keep saying that she can. That's not true.
Are you saying that they haven't followed the terms of the October order?
The October order is what has limited us to this point. And they have violated by not showing up, not providing my daughter on numerous occasions according to the order. But to the larger degree, I'm not saying they have violated that court order. I'm saying that we shouldn't have had it. We shouldn't have been to this point. Ms. Strickland never should have forced this issue and never should have asked the court for that order. That is not a good mother, as much as it pains me.
All right, anything else?
I brought with me today an individual that I've known since I was on the street first here when I saw you last. And I was going to ask him to verify or at least give another opinion of the things that have gone on. Not being an attorney, I'm not really sure of the procedure in this case, but I don't want to take up the court's time. Everything I'm saying is absolutely truthful. I'm willing to back it up, but I do not want to have to. I don't want to have to talk bad about the mother of my child, but this is unholy.
Well, what is it that you want me to hear that says the order should be changed or expanded, or in this case, you're asking that it should be just turned over on its side and the custody go to you? What is the substantial change in circumstances that has taken place between 2002 and today that require the order to be overturned? essentially overturned.
Yes, sir. Since that time, I've been able to get back on my feet. I'm a substitute school teacher. I'm a coach at the high school. I have a business. I have a home. Although business is slow right now, it stresses me a little bit with the economy. And I do want a family to help take care of my daughter, not just me or Ms. Strickland. But the fact is, I am capable and willing and able to take care of my daughter. And in light of all these concerns, I believe that it's necessary for the health and safety of her, of Stephanie.
Where are you a substitute teacher?
Pitt County Schools, mostly in Farmville High School, and I coach there.
What do you coach?
Football.
JV, varsity, or?
Both. Just about everything. And put them on the internet, which is kind of historic. And I've got letters from other people in the community, from coaches to teachers to business owners to customers of mine to neighbors that know me, that know I'm a good man, that I'm doing everything I can to be in my daughter's life, that I should be allowed to have my daughter. And I'll present those. Overall, I am capable and willing to take care of my daughter now. And I do want Ms. Strickland and her family to be a part of that.
Tell me about where you live.
I have a small two-bedroom house in Farmville, 6202 Turnage. I've had a room set up for my daughter for 6 years. And my shop is right there in town, like a half mile from there. As a substitute school teacher, my daughter can be in school with me. I can keep an eye on her and know where she's at all times, which stresses me since I've been here. As her father, I should know where she's at, who she's with at all times. She should be able to call me or come to me at any time she needs. That would allow this.
So how often do you communicate with her by phone?
My daughter? I am not allowed to call my daughter or anyone except for 1 hour before our visitation. I call Mr. Strickland to agree to meet in public somewhere for an hour. So I don't ever get to communicate with my daughter, although they keep saying that I can. I don't know. It ain't happened. I bought my daughter a phone. Somehow that's disappeared. So I've had almost no contact outside of the 3 1-hour visitations a week with my daughter. And I have newspaper articles that were written about me in Farmville. I have, again, letters of support from people in the community. I'm a good man, and I can do this. I'm the father to Stephanie. I need to be able to do what I need to do as her father. This custody order must be modified to allow me sole legal custody of my daughter. And then I would be happy to negotiate the physical custody, and I'm not interested in trying to remove her family or keep her from her mother or grandparents. I'm trying to keep my family together. Until this time, I've been cut out of the family, and I don't believe that it will change unless I'm the one in control of my daughter's life.
All right, anything else you want to say on direct? You certainly have a chance to offer your witness in that, but anything else?
I would like to call David Strickland as a witness.
I'd certainly let you do that, but you cross-examination, you have to listen to his questions first, okay? All right, Mr. Duke.
Good morning, Mr. Getz.
Good morning.
Mr. Getz, I'm a little confused. You said that you were homeless for 7 years, and then you said that you've been living at your present address for 5.5. Which is it?
Both. Okay. I was homeless 7 years ago, and I have fought to get back off the street, and I finally got a place to live. It did not allow me to be able to come back and fight for my daughter because I did not have enough money. I was barely surviving. It wasn't until this last year that my business did well enough to where I felt like I could fight for my daughter and take care of her.
Okay. So you've been living in this house for 5.5 years?
Yes, sir.
So how long have you had a car?
I have it. The first 2 or 3 years when I was living on the street, had a place to live, didn't really have one. When I came here, my truck was broke down. It's a hard answer because I've had broken down vehicles back and forth over the last 7 years, and I've had to ride a bike most of the time.
Okay, so your testimony is more than half the time over the last 7 years you've been limited to riding a bicycle for transportation. Is that your testimony?
I would say over the first 5 years. In the last 2 years or so, I have a vehicle and it's not a problem.
Okay. And until a child support complaint was filed by the 4D people, you weren't providing any financial support for the daughter you professed to love so much.
No, that's not true.
Isn't that correct?
That is not true.
Well, you paid a grand total of $520 until sometime in 2008 when that child support petition was filed.
And I bet you...
If you'd answer my question.
Yes, sir. Okay. I did. But that was about 80% of my total income. Living on the street, barely surviving. I gave everything I could possibly give.
Well, Mr. Getz, you just said that you have lived in your present home for 5.5 years. How much is the rent?
$250.
Okay, $250.
Plus utilities, about the same.
So 6 years, $520 total, that's about $100 a year, divided by 12 months per year is, what, $8 a month?
Basically, as a substitute school teacher making $57 a day and half of that going back to Texas for child support for my son back there, that left me with barely enough to live, okay. And I still gave to my daughter. And more importantly, I met her 3 times a week, every opportunity I could to be in her life.
And in fact, the son you talked about a little while ago, you hadn't seen him in over 10 years, have you?
I am fighting for custody.
If you'd answer my question, you hadn't seen him in over 10 years, have you?
I talk to him on the phone regularly.
Okay, in fact, you owe thousands of dollars to his mother and child support, don't you?
I found out about it when I got here and started teaching. I had no idea until I got here that there was even an order for child support.
Okay. And the other child that you talked about custody, he's 27 years old. There wouldn't be any custody issue there, would there?
Sir, he is in prison, and I'm trying to get them to release him to me.
Okay. Now, Mr. Getz, Mr. Strickland, Sherry's father, pursuant to that October 2002 order, has been the party who was facilitating your visitation with your daughter. Isn't that correct?
Except for the times that he didn't show up.
Isn't that correct?
Most of the time, yes.
Okay. And how many contempt motions did you file with this court alleging that Mr. Strickland, or I guess Sherry Strickland, was not complying with the order? How many?
I was unable. I had zero. But I have zero. Evidence recorded conversations when they did
okay.
not show
Sir,
up.
Sir, I didn't ask that. Okay. It's a fair statement, a true statement, that the overwhelming majority, in fact, you can count on one hand in 7 years the number of times that you didn't get visitation with your daughter.
Roughly, yes.
Okay. 3 times a week times 52 weeks a year, that's 156 visitations.
And I wrote a
times 7 years. That's almost 1,000 visitations, and on one hand are the number that you didn't get to exercise.
It's right. Still a violation of the order.
Okay. And in fact, when you opened your PC shop, Mr. Strickland brought Stephanie over to be present, didn't he?
For the opening.
Right, and that was your request, right?
Yeah, absolutely right.
And he accommodated you on that, didn't he?
Right.
Sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And another time, he brought Stephanie by because you wanted Stephanie to see where you were living. Isn't that right?
It was at Christmas, I think.
Mr. Strickland brought the child by and allowed her to go inside your home to see where you lived. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and that wasn't required by the order, was it?
It was a violation of the order.
Sir, it wasn't required by the order that he do that, right?
It was a violation of the order.
Okay, so Mr. Strickland violated the order by accommodating your request that Stephanie be allowed to go by your house and see where you live. Is that what you're saying?
They violated the order at their discretion. Whenever it wasn't in their benefit, they did not.
Okay, sir, they violated the order in your favor, didn't they?
On occasion, other times in theirs, most of the time in theirs.
Okay, so you take issue with the fact that at your request, the Stricklands went outside the order to give you more than what the order required.
Take issue with the fact that when it's in their benefit, they violated it, and when it was mine or my daughter's benefit, they refused to.
You've been made aware of school functions and church activities and other special occasions, and you've actually been in attendance for some of those, haven't you?
A small percentage of my daughter's life, or maybe 1% of her life, I've been allowed to be a part of.
Okay, Mr. Getz, tell me how many times you've been out to your daughter's school to talk with her teachers about how she's doing?
As often as I'm allowed.
Okay, and that's zero. Would that be fair to say?
Right.
Is there an order that prohibits you from being able to go out and talk with the teachers?
Yes, the current custody order says that I cannot.
It prohibits.
I cannot be anywhere near my daughter. I guess technically that's not right. I have a custody order where I am, according to Judge Blick, forced to be able to meet with my daughter in a public location for 1 hour, 3 times a week. And I've been doing that without fail, except for the times when they missed.
That's
and
true.
Outside of that, I'm not allowed, I'm not supposed to be able to contact them, so I've tried to stay away.
Mr. Getz, you're referring to the domestic violence protective order that was issued initially, which was in effect for a year and then renewed for an additional year. Isn't that correct? Yes or no?
No. Okay, so that was thrown out.
Okay. The domestic violence protective order that Judge Blick entered, you're saying, was thrown out of court.
The circumstances that brought that upon was thrown out. I did nothing wrong.
Okay. Are you disagreeing with the fact that a DVPO was entered against you after a full opportunity to be heard by Judge Blick? Is that what you're saying?
It was entered in, and based on the evidence, I understand why Judge Blick did so, but I did absolutely nothing wrong, and before it went to trial, it was thrown out because it was baseless, and since that time, she has even renewed it another year after that, and I haven't even talked to her.
Mr. Getz, how do you renew an order that was thrown out?
I don't know, sir. I was at my dead mother's funeral when you guys went to trial behind my back and did it.
Sir, that wasn't my question. My question was, how is an order that's thrown out get renewed?
The charges that it was based on were thrown out, but it went on for 2 years based on y'all behind my back while my mother was dead.
Mr. Getz, I want you to show me in the existing custody order where it says you are prohibited from making contact with your daughter's school. Can you show me where it is?
Sir, why don't you answer me? What is the current arrangement?
Sir, Mr. Getz, you can't ask any questions. You're going in.
I'm trying to clarify.
You can certainly clarify anything you wish to that he doesn't ask you about on redirect.
Could you please clarify?
Can you show me in the custody order that was entered on October 14, 2002, where it says you don't have the ability or the authority to go by and talk with your daughter's teachers?
It's not in there.
Okay. And does not
that answer question?
Sir, notwithstanding the fact that you had the authority and the ability to do that, you didn't do so, did you?
That's not true.
Okay, well, tell us when you went out there, Mr. Getz.
Sorry?
Tell us when you've been out to your daughter's school to talk with her teachers.
According to you,
No. Answer my question. Tell me
when. I have, during the 7 years, done everything I could do, and I was not allowed to be able to do that. So, except for, I think, one or two occasions, you know, where they made an exception, which I guess is a violation of Judge Blick's order, I was allowed to do that.
So my question again is, tell me why you didn't go out to your daughter's school and talk
with
your teachers.
Because Judge Blick told me I couldn't.
Okay. And that's in a DVPO that, according to your testimony, was thrown out but then renewed for a couple of years.
The reason the DVPO was put into effect was based on actions that did not happen. So after those were thrown out, the DVPO continued, even though there was no justification for it. And after the first year, when my mother died and I was back in Texas, y'all went behind my back and didn't even tell me and had a renewal for another year when I hadn't even so much as talked to anybody. There was no grounds for that DVPO.
Sir, there's not been a DVPO in effect since sometime in 2004.
Right, 2 years, as I said.
Okay, so between 2004 and today, which is almost 5 years, the number of times that you've been out to see your daughter's teachers to figure out how she's doing in school is zero. Is that right?
No, like I said, once or twice there were exceptions, they allowed me to do so. I was following what I thought was the rules of our arrangements. And that is that I only see my daughter 3 times a week. I call an hour before, and we make an arrangement in a place, and I go there. That's what I've done, exactly what I was told to do.
And in fact, during the time that you were out, quote unquote, on the street, Mr. Strickland, Sherry's father, actually brought you insulin, didn't he? Because you couldn't afford it.
When I was in the homeless shelter, he brought me insulin. I don't know if that's a great thing or a bad thing. I don't know what to say.
He brought you insulin.
I would have died. Yeah, that was kind of him. All right. Since they put me there.
And in fact, you were allowed to come back to the home for about 10 days prior to the DVPO hearing. Isn't that correct?
Because I won in court, and I was allowed to go back in my home for 10 days before y'all put me back out again.
Mr. Getz, you're aware that Stephanie attends the Elm Grove Church?
Yes, sir.
Have you been there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. On what occasion did you go to Stephanie's church?
It's a public place. I've been there a number of times since I've moved in.
That's the church that the Stricklands attend, isn't that correct?
Right.
Okay. Do you have your own church that you attend?
That one primarily, I guess. And one or two others I go to sometimes.
Okay. What are the one or two others, Mr. Gass?
The one in Aiden, Anointing Ones Ministry, in Farmville, two places that
tell me the names.
Methodist Church.
What's the name?
Farmville United Methodist Church.
Okay.
And the other one is just an odd name. I can't remember. I was trying to remember that day. It's downtown Farmville. They got a youth group. I work with them sometimes, and the kids. I'm a substitute school teacher.
Okay. And Mr. Strickland, you have no family other than Stephanie here in Pitt County, isn't that correct?
Right.
Okay, and Sherry has a pretty large extended family here, doesn't she?
Which is why I brought my daughter here.
Okay.
She would have family.
Okay. And, in fact, you're aware that Stephanie spends a lot of time with her extended family.
Absolutely.
Okay. She seems to enjoy it, doesn't she?
Yes. Which I don't want to change.
And you testified about an alleged assault between yourself and Mr. Strickland. That's Mr. Strickland sitting back there, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
That's when you came to his house with a video camera and demanded to know where your daughter was. Isn't that right?
I asked where my daughter was.
You demanded to know. Mr. Strickland asked you to stop filming him, didn't he?
He jumped me before he said anything.
He asked you to stop filming him, didn't he?
No.
Mr. Strickland, yes. You make a habit of taking video cameras to places and sticking cameras in people's faces and antagonizing them. Is that what you do?
When I feel like they're lying to me and I need to document the truth and protect my daughter, yes.
Okay. And you're trying to protect your daughter on that day because she wasn't where you thought she was. Is that right?
No. Because her mother had just come home and told me she didn't love me. She was taking me to the child and was going to kick me out on the street. I told her, please go get Stephanie, because Stephanie wasn't there, and Mr. Strickland, and we would all sit down and talk about what's best for my daughter. Obviously, Mr. Strickland and I, Sherry Strickland and I, were not going to be together, and we had to make some arrangements that were good for my daughter. She left and never came back. I waited for like an hour. I didn't know what was going on. Then I realized these people are not being straight with me. They're setting me up, and I started recording the camera, and I documented it.
Okay. Mr. Gatz, you've got a bedroom for Stephanie in your home?
Yes, sir.
Is there a bed in it?
Yes, sir.
You sure about that?
Don't lie.
How long has there been a bed in her room?
I set that room up 6 years, 5.5 years ago when I went to the house.
Okay. And in addition to not filing a contempt motion in the last 5 or 6 years that you've had a stable residence, you've also not petitioned the court to modify the order, have you?
Because I knew that by myself I could not take care of her. And I had to be able to be on my feet with a decent business, with a good income, and knowing that I didn't believe their support if I had my daughter. I had to wait. I couldn't just jump in the fight and try to fight for my daughter. I had to make sure I could take care of her.
Okay, so it's your testimony then, the very instant when you realized you had the ability financially and otherwise to take care of your daughter, that's when you filed a motion to modify the order. Is that right?
It's not a moment's decision, but over like a month or two or three when I started gathering on my own attorney and trying to get this together, yeah.
Okay, so then by your own testimony, until the date of the filing of the motion to modify the custody order, you yourself didn't believe that you had the ability to be the primary caregiver for your daughter and to have her in your home. Isn't that correct?
No.
Tell me where I'm wrong about that, Mr.
Gates. I believe that I could, but it's not in her best interest not to have family. So I wasn't going to rip my daughter away from them and keep her to myself. That wasn't good policy.
Well, tell this court when you believe that you had the ability and the financial capability and otherwise to be the primary caregiver for your daughter and to have her live with you in your home. Tell me when that was.
It has not happened. I do not believe that I can take good care of her without a family. And that is what I've been trying my best to do. And so the only reason this all started is because she sued me for child support. And so I had to defend myself, and I said to him, no, I'm not a deadbeat dad. I'm trying to take care of my daughter.
So did you just say the reason you filed a motion to modify this custody was because Ms. Strickland sued you for child support? Did I hear that right?
The child support court hearings is what, I guess, initiated most of this, that I was able then, at that point realized that they are not going to be family for me and my daughter, and that I have to step forward and make some decisions, and I did so.
So because Ms. Strickland sought from Stephanie's father financial support, you believe that Ms. Strickland...
No, not at all. That it is clear at that point that she was never going to reconcile and be a family, that she expected to be paid for destroying her family.
Okay, so you're saying that it took Ms. Strickland filing a child support complaint to make you realize she wasn't going to reconcile with you? Is that what you're saying?
I was trying at all efforts to try to resolve this without going to court like we are now. And at that point is when I decided this ain't never going to change. I have to do this. And I was able, and I did so.
Okay. So you're saying then, sitting here today, that you were capable, financially and otherwise, to be Stephanie's primary caregiver. Is that your testimony?
Well, except for the bad economy, yeah. But
No. Is that your testimony?
I am concerned about being able to take care of my daughter, like any good father would be in a bad economy with no other family to help them. That's but yes, I can. I will.
You can and you will.
Yes.
All right.
Because it is best for her.
Now, just so I understand your position, are you saying you want your daughter to come live with you primarily and change schools and have to make new friends and move to Farmville? Is that what you're saying?
I believe that would be best for her, but I'm willing to negotiate that, not to uproot her from her current condition. The most important thing that I'm trying to establish is control of her life and that I have some say about what's going on and that I know where she's at, who she's with at all times, like normal bad word.
You want some control.
I want all control. Normally, it should be her mother and me, but she has not, in my mind, been able to make wise decisions, so I am forced to step up and do so. I have both the right and obligation as a father.
Okay, so your position under oath is that you want complete control over your daughter.
Sole
legal custody, right?
I want us to be a family is what I want and why I came here, but being that they have not acted in a manner that I think is wise, I am forced to this position for the benefit of my daughter.
Okay. And in fact, Mr. Guest, Ms. Strickland has offered to allow you to have some overnights with the minor child and spend weekends with her and some time in the summer and so forth, hadn't you?
Not since we came to court. There was no effort before that.
Okay. But the point is that that's not what you want. You want complete control over your daughter, right?
The most important thing is that I know that she's okay, that I can know where she's at all times, that she can call or come to me if she needs to, and that is what is being kept from me. That is what I'm fighting for. Where she physically lives is not, that is negotiable. I mean, I realize that she's got roots now, and I don't want to take her away from her mom, or I'm not trying to do anything like that. But I have to establish control in her life.
Okay. All right, those are my questions. Thank you.
All right, based on those questions, Mr. Getz, is there anything you wish to add or answer in response to the questions they asked you?
No, sir.
All right, you may step down. Mr. Getz, do you wish to offer any evidence? Any other evidence?
Yes. I'd like to call David A. Martin.
Todd, if you'll come around, please. If you'll put your left hand on the Bible and raise your right, please.
Yes.
Todd, if you'll have a seat, first of all, before Mr. Getz begins asking questions, will you state your name, please?
David A. Hart.
Hart?
A. Hart. A. Hart.
A. Hart. How do you spell that?
A-H-A-R-T.
Okay. And where do you live?
I live in Greenville.
All right. How long have you lived in Pickens?
Since 1989.
Okay. All right. Mr. Getz, you may ask him questions. You don't have to stand up.
Mr. A. Hart, how long have we known each other approximately?
Since somewhere around 2002.
Mm-hmm. How did we meet?
A police officer from ECU introduced you to me when you were on the streets.
Okay. Right. And what were the circumstances at that time that you understood about me and my life?
You were homeless. You just had split up with your wife.
Or we're never married.
Okay, I apologize. The to your, I guess it was fiance at the time.
Right. And over the last 7 years, do you believe I've been a good father and tried to make attempts to see my daughter and everything I could to be in her life?
Concerning you as you being a father, it's been courageous as far as the attempts you've made to spend time with her. And, I mean, numerous times, just the bicycle in the rain and stuff. I mean, every week I was just amazed.
And do you remember on occasion when there was sleep and night and I had to ride 3 hours on the road to spend an hour with my daughter at McDonald's? And you, at that time, were trying to help me out and give me a ride. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And during this time, have I ever done anything, lie, or anything that you know of as a character witness?
As a character witness, you know, I have never known you tell a lie, to always be very honest, no matter what the cost.
Absolutely. That's all my questions, sir.
All right. Any cross-exam?
I have no questions.
All right. You may step down. Thank you.
I have other evidence.
All right. What other evidence you wish to offer?
I presented a DVD CD-ROM to counsel and a list of that to the court. Basically, I have the things to back up everything I've been talking about. Everything from newspaper articles and as to my character and my position in Farmville, as to having a place to live, coaching, a good man in that town. Pictures with my daughter and stuff from birth till now. The videotape conversations with Mr. Strickland when they refused to bring her to me. And I kept saying you're in violation of the court order and they would not comply. Pictures and videotape when my daughter was born, as I guess I cannot present. And numerous letters from and support from individuals within my community that believe that I should have my daughter. I have them here, I can show you if you like.
These are in, do you have those in paper form, these letters of recommendation?
Yes, sir, I've already given it to the court and the council.
Have you seen those?
I've seen them, yes. And I would like to be heard on each request. Your Honor, there are 11 what he calls items of evidence. The first one is the videotape of the birth of the minor child. We would object to that coming in. First year baby highlight video, same objection that precedes the order. Number three are photographs which appear to predate the date of the order as well. Number three, we object to that. Number four, Daddy and Stephanie, looks like sometime in 07. We don't have an issue with that. What Mr. Getz calls the, quote, Strickland assault video, certainly Mr. Getz can introduce that if he wants to. We certainly disagree with the characterization of it. Number six, the, quote, Sherry assault picture. Again, we disagree with the characterization that precedes the date of the order. If we need to get into that, then we're going to spend a lot of time. We just oppose that. Number seven and eight are videos of Mr. Getz filming himself, talking to Mr. Strickland on the telephone regarding some visitation issues. I think the second one in June of 2008 was that he wanted Mr. Strickland to bring the child and see him on Father's Day rather than meet Mr. Strickland somewhere else as required by the order, but we don't object to that.
the ribbon cutting webcast number 9, we don't have an issue with that. Number 10, the newspaper article, that's fine. Number 11, letters of support, we do oppose that coming in just because I had no opportunity to cross-examine letters of support. All right. Exhibits 1 through 3, the court sustained his objections. Number 4, the pictures, I'd like to see those, Mr. Getz. The number 5 is sustained, number 6 sustained, number 7. I'm not sure at this point any of the videos add or subtract anything to the case would be. I'll sustain those. Your newspaper article I'd like to see, and your letters I'll see.
Yes, sir.
So any pictures, letters, or the newspaper article, but any of the videos I think at this point would not be. Although relevant would lead, let's say, Rule 403, unfairly prejudicial. Anyway, let me see those pictures that you have, and do you have those with you?
Yes, sir.
Let me see those pictures and the newspaper article and the any letters that you have that you want the court to see, okay?
Yes, sir. And,
do you have those in printed form?
I have it here on my computer where I can display it. And I believe I submitted it to the court and to the counsel on details.
And, Your Honor, we had this issue with Judge Hilbert previously, and we discussed how to present this stuff into evidence, and I think it was made clear to Mr. Guest at the time, while he could submit things in CD form, that he needed to have print copies to hand up and introduce into evidence and make part of the record. It doesn't sound like he's done that.
No, that's not what I understood. I understood that I can present it that way to you on CD.
Excluded irrelevant evidence under Rule 403. Wasted time confusing the issues. Do you have the... Do you have a copy of the CD-ROM with you?
Yes, sir.
All right.
And I can show you right here on the slide with a piece of paper.
Well, the problem you're going to have, and you may be more computer-aware than I am, it took me a little while to figure out how to cursor from item to item. Of course, the problem is by the time you cursor from item 1, which you're not supposed to see, to item 2, you've already seen part of item 1. And I would just think that CDs are just something that really would not be appropriate to introduce into evidence.
Do you have the CD-ROM with you?
Yes, sir. Sir, I can bring up the pictures that you want one at a time. That's all you'll see. This is what you want to see, just like I was told with this paper here.
All right, here's the pictures.
All right, sir. Is there one particular that you're asking for?
The pictures that you want to show that would have been exhibit number 4.
Sorry?
The pictures, the exhibit 4 pictures, I think those are your daughter, I believe.
There's numerous ones, so I'm not sure.
Any of those pictures.
All right. This is me and my daughter.
Let's put it right there. I'll come down again.
I can bring it right there. This photo was taken.
Okay.
This photo was taken of my daughter and I during one of our visitations here in Greenville. And I believe it shows how close we still are. And that's everything we've been through and stuff. I don't believe there will be any problems at all with her being with me. I don't want to take away from her mom, but I'm obviously, my daughter and I are very close and still are. This one looks like Susan. Well, I wanted to play the strip on salt in my grand opening.
That's not. That's just water in the bridge.
Well, the grand opening, here's, of course, my family photo when I was there when she was born, Federal 12th Court. Sorry.
Okay.
And I also newspaper article about my work with high school and my position in the community. Yes, sir. This is an individual customer of mine and also lives in Farmville and works at the VA clinic where I go. Ms. Sauls is a school teacher in Farmville that I taught with.
I can take that. I don't think it would.
Okay.
I think it'd be a accumulation of evidence that I've already.
Present more evidence than you.
That's fine. All right. Anything else?
No, sir.
All right. Anything for your side?
Yes, sir. What is the time at this point that I have left?
Let's see. You have you used 20 minutes, so you have 40 minutes.
Okay. Thanks. Sherry Strickland is my first witness. If you brought up and be sworn.
All right.
Thank you. State your name, please.
Sherry Lynn Strickland.
And Ms. Strickland, what kind of work do you do?
Registered nurse.
And how long have you been a registered nurse?
Registered nurse, a little over a year. LPN for 15 years before that.
Okay. And you and Mr. Getz have a daughter together, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And what is her name?
Stephanie Ann Getz.
And how old is Stephanie?
She's 9.
And where do you presently live?
We own our own home, 4830 Old NC 11, Ada, North Carolina.
And how long have you lived at that address?
6 years, close to 7 years.
And I'm not going to ask that this be introduced in evidence, but I'm going to hand you a photograph. And hold that up and tell the court who this is, please.
This is my Stephanie. It was taken at the North Carolina Zoo. The trip and her and I took together.
Would you hold that up so the court can see?
Mini me.
kind of child is Stephanie?
She's happy. She's healthy. She loves sports. She loves anything science, astronomy. We look at stars together with the telescope. She's got pets. She loves animals. She's your animal rescuer when she grows up.
And does Stephanie have extended family here in Pitt County?
Yes, sir.
Okay, who are your extended family? Well, who is her extended family here?
My mom and dad, Marvin and Agnes Strickland. She has great-grandparents on my mother's side. My great-grandmother just turned 89. Kelly Nobles, last week. And my dad's side of the family, Strickland's, Nobles, Chapels. My aunt Chapel, Pat Chapel, and her husband, BT. Lots of cousins. Have a good life.
How many cousins does Stephanie have?
Well, truly, she has... I have a sister who has one child, and this child's 21 in college now. So technically only one first cousin, but she's got a slew of second cousins, which, since they're young, Stephanie feels they're just like her third cousins.
And what's the age range for the second cousins?
9 weeks to 5 or 6.
How would you describe your family in terms of closeness?
Very close. Lots of family get-togethers and...
How often does your family get together?
Once a week, at least. Yeah.
Now, Stephanie is in what grade in school?
She'll be going to the fourth grade this year.
Okay, and where is she in school?
Aiden Elementary.
And prior to Aiden Elementary, where was Stephanie in school?
Since the age of 3 till up until third grade, she was in private school, Greenville Montessori School. Here in Greenville.
And how did Stephanie do with Greenville Montessori?
She seemed to do well day to day, but Montessori does not have a grading system. So when they took the Iowa test in preparation, I guess, for the end of grade test or whatever, she did not do very well. So it was at that point I decided to put her someplace else.
Okay, and that would have been when?
Beginning of third grade.
Okay. And... Now, as a result of realizing Stephanie wasn't doing well at the Montessori school, tell us what you did, please.
Well, I took her for a psychological evaluation. She was diagnosed with ADD. Really thought long and hard about what was the best interest of her to do. I didn't feel Montessori had the resources to help her. You know, public school normally has the resources to help. She was placed on medication, and I decided to enroll her in public school for the first time, starting in third grade.
Okay. And was that at Aiden Elementary?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, first witness, Your Honor.
You bet.
Ms. Strickland, I'm going to answer about Marcus Plaintiff's Exhibit Number 1. Mm-hmm. Now, tell us what that is, please.
This is her third grade report card.
Okay. And how does Stephanie do it?
A's and B's.
And in language arts, the end of the year was 89.
Yes, sir.
Mathematics, end of year 85. Mm-hmm. Social studies, end of year 89. And science and health, end of year 90. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Okay.
And looks like she got all S's for art, music, physical education, and handwriting. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And for the most part, with the exception of one, check minus her social and work habits were in the check range. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I would move to introduce Plaintiff's Exhibit 1 into evidence.
All right. Any objections to the report card? Mr. Getz?
No, sir.
All right. So how do you feel like Stephanie has done in the adjustment from the Montessori school to Aiden Elementary?
I think she has done very well. Grandpa Montessori had a total of 90 children total. From like kindergarten through sixth grade, she goes to a public school. So I'm anticipating this year to be even better. This was kind of a transition for her. She'd never seen so many people in her life.
Tell us what type of work Stephanie has, homework Stephanie has, and what types of things the two of you do together at home regarding homework and studying.
Mm-hmm. Her weakness seems to be mathematics. We spend a lot of time on mathematics. At home, we do her regular homework, and then we also do a little extra. Sure. I don't do too much because the teacher tells me it makes things worse, so you just do a little extra work. Her strengths are reading. She loves to read. She always did very well in reading.
Can you give us an idea, I mean, during the school year, what a typical day for Stephanie is?
Mm-hmm. I took her to school every morning.
How far is Aiden Elementary from where you live?
Maybe 2 miles.
Okay, so you take her in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Drop her off, and then some days I was able to pick her up, and some days my parents would pick her up.
Okay.
Except on Wednesdays, she went to a kind of after-school program at our church called Ultimate Wednesday. The church bus would pick her up on Wednesday and take her back to the church.
And which church is that?
Elm Grove Church in Aiden.
Okay, is that the church that Stephanie attends as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay. So is that every Wednesday?
Yes, sir.
Okay, is that both during the school year and in the summer? Or just
it's during the school year only. Sorry.
Okay. And then what time do you typically get home?
I typically around 5 o'clock, 4 and 5.
Okay. And then what happens?
My parents have her at that time. Mom's probably already done her homework with her, too. Mom helps her. And she'd be outside with Grandpa running around, and I'll pick her up and take her home, make supper, and make sure she's got everything done. And
do you all have a particular bedtime in your home?
We start at 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Okay. And what time does Stephanie actually go down at night?
By 9.
Okay. How far away do your parents live from you?
Less than a mile.
What kind of relationship does your daughter have with your parents?
She adores them.
Now, the home that you reside in, is that a single family residence?
Yes, sir.
I've got some photographs, and I'll hand them up to you in just a minute. But if you would, just describe the home for us before you get into the photos.
It's a double wide trailer on an acre of land, which is purchased by my father as a gift for me and Stephanie, so we'd have a place to live, a stable home.
Does Stephanie have her own room?
She has her own room. She has her own playroom. She has a craft room. She has a little mini pool table and a food, like, entertainment room. The whole house is hers. I just have her.
And Did she make any friends this year at Aiden Elementary?
Yes, she did.
Okay. Did you all have any of her friends over for any special occasions or sleepovers or anything like that?
For her 8th birthday, I had 13 8-year-old children, little girls at my house for a sleepover.
Were these children from Aiden Elementary?
And some from church also.
Okay. Does Stephanie have a best friend?
Yes, Vanessa King, Canadian.
And does Stephanie also, from time to time, spend time with her friend at a friend's house?
Yes.
Describe Stephanie's behavior as a child.
In what way?
Is she an outgoing child?
Yes.
Is she introverted? Is she well-behaved? Is she polite? That kind of thing.
No, she is very well-known. We can go to the grocery store and somebody will know her from church. Very outgoing. She always has a speaking part in the Christmas play because, first of all, she can memorize the lines and she's not afraid to go out there and do it. She's excited to do it.
So. Now, you and Mr. Getz have been following an order dating back to October 2002 for some period of time. Based on what your observations are, has Mr. Getz been permitted to visit with the child pursuant to that order the overwhelming majority of the time?
Absolutely. My father has gone above and beyond for the past 7 years what he should have had to do. A lot of times Michael's car broke and he was the one that could not make the visits. If for some reason we had to miss a few visits because we had to go to the beach or there was something going on, my father made very well sure that the visit was made up. In fact, just recently, 3 weeks ago, I was with my Aunt Pat Chapel and BT and her family at the beach, and we missed the weekend visit. And so Stephanie spoke with her dad on the telephone, And then to make up that following Thursday, my dad took Michael and Stephanie to the beach for the whole day at the North Carolina Aquarium, Fort Macon, to make up for that. So you guys will have a day at the beach.
So really, I mean, we're talking about every single weekend for 7 years?
Yes, every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. He's had to stop what he had to do.
What is your feeling, Ms. Strickland, on modifying the order?
At this point, my child is almost 10. She tells me she wants to go spend the weekends with her father. She's older. I have no problems with that. That's what she wants. I mean, that's natural. It's okay.
Was there a time that you did have problems with sending your daughter to stay with her dad on the weekends and unsupervised and otherwise?
Yes, sir. When this all first happened, he had threatened to leave the state with my child, and she was not but 3 years old. I didn't think she was old enough to defend herself.
Overruled, Mr. Getz, that's one of the findings in the prior order, okay?
Yes, sir, but it's based on no evidence, and I know it's not true.
When the court makes it a finding of fact, it becomes the evidence, so.
Okay?
Okay? So that was a concern to you. Did you have other concerns over the years regarding Mr. Getz?
His stability, you know, just having, you know, a place for her to stay, transportation, money, just anything. Although he was violent with me, he was not, I never saw that with Stephanie, so that wasn't a concern for her. But
at this point, then, you feel as though Stephanie's old enough that she can let you know if there are any problems?
Yeah, she wants to go.
Okay. In terms of your dad being in the middle of the visitation at the beginning and the end, how do you feel about that?
I think it's gone on long enough. I think I feel like there's been some problems where he's been badgered by Michael unnecessarily. And he's going above and beyond what he had to do. I don't think he should have to go through that anymore. And that's another big reason also this time.
Now, at some point, you and Mr. Getz discussed transitioning into an every other weekend and some overnights, didn't you?
Yes.
And Mr. Getz's position was he wanted sole legal custody, right?
He wanted full control over her. He wanted her off her medication. He wanted everything.
Do you feel like you and Mr. Getz would be able, as parents, to talk about those types of issues together and mutually make some decisions regarding your daughter?
We haven't really been able to agree on anything. I think if the communication was done email or something like that, certainly have no problem.
Do you have an email account?
Yes, sir.
And you know Mr. Getz has an email account?
Yes, he does.
Would that be your preferred mode of communication?
For now. I mean, like I said, you have to kind of ease into things. See, I mean, I'm open to if things go well, you know, maybe take it to the next level, but you got to crawl before you can run. And that's what I was trying to explain to him when I offered this, you know, he wanted full control. I'm like, well, wait a minute now, let's take it slowly. He didn't want to take it slowly. He wanted it all. I said, wait a minute, I'm all for you coming over Christmas morning when she's open Santa Claus gifts. I'm all for that, but you got to start slowly.
Over the years, I mean, have you have you gone above and beyond what the order required regarding Mr. Getz's visitation?
Yes, he has been to so many soccer games, church basketball games, taekwondo tournaments, he's been to so many things.
And you've made him aware of?
Yes, Stephanie says, can Daddy go? And we'll say, yeah.
Okay. And with regard to Christmas and other special occasions, how have you all handled those over the years?
To best of my recollection, he's seen her every Christmas and holiday. To the best of my recollection.
Oh, you certainly can cross-examine.
To the best of my recollection.
My folks wouldn't share. Andy, you want to mark this in the plaintiff's exhibit number 2. Mm-hmm. And first of all, just tell us what the attack is. Are those photographs of your home, both the outside and inside?
Yes, sir.
And are those photographs helping and illustrating your testimony regarding where you and Stephanie live?
Yes, sir.
I move to introduce plaintiff's exhibit 2 and evidence.
All right. All right.
And if you would, just hand them to Your Honor.
Thank you. And you said that's fully paid for, the mortgage.
All right. Now, Ms. Strickland, in terms of, I guess your testimony was that you, at this point anyway, you would be fine with Stephanie spending some time with her dad. Would that be every other weekend?
Yes.
Okay. And sometime in the summer?
Certainly.
And dividing up the holidays in some fair way. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, in terms of the problems, some of the issues that you've had over the years with Mr. Getz, do you believe that you'll be able to place those to one side and to follow any schedule that the court might implement regarding visitation?
Yes, I'm willing to.
Do you feel like Stephanie should continue to live with you?
Definitely.
Okay. Do you have any concerns if the court were to grant Mr. Getz's request that Mr. Getz have sole legal custody and Mr. Getz determine where the child lives? Do you have any concerns regarding that?
Yes, because over the years, even before I met Michael, he was
homeless. Don't get into that.
Okay, sorry. He has a history of not being stable, in my opinion. Stephanie's made some comments as to the way the room looks. She said, Mom, I don't want to sleep on the floor with the rats.
Have you ever been inside Mr. Getz's home?
I have not, Stephanie.
But it's your desire that the home be suitable and Stephanie have her own bed and so forth. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you finished with those, Mr. Getz?
I have, sir. Okay.
And, Ms. Strickland, I'm going to hand you what I've marked as Plaintiff's Exhibit Number 2. And I approach the witness, Your Honor.
We have collected the photographs of Stephanie and friends and family that you've taken over the years.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and would those photos fairly and accurately depict Stephanie interacting with those friends and family? Would they be helpful in illustrating your testimony?
Yes, sir.
I move to introduce Plaintiff's Exhibit Number 3 in evidence.
All right, sir, receive.
Birthday parties and friends and family.
first witness with one last exhibit?
You may.
A certificate from Aiden Elementary saying that she qualified for a fit kid. She had to run so many laps during the school year. And, fitness is important to her.
And what did that entitle Stephanie to?
Something I never cashed in. Subway voucher.
Okay. And that's something that she's kept.
Yeah, she didn't want to spend it. She's like, Mom, she didn't want to give it up to them. I said, well, I'll take you to Subway anyway.
Objection sustained. We never talk about food in this courtroom after 10:30.
She didn't want to give up the certificate, so she wanted to keep it.
We've introduced that as plaintiff's exhibit 4.
All right.
And, you know, how much time do I have left?
Oh, let's see. You got
12 minutes, maybe. Or more.
8 minutes.
Okay, or less. Okay, those are my questions for Ms. Strickland. If you'd answer Mr. Getz, please.
Hi, Mr. Getz. You've got about 11 minutes left, so you may ask her any questions you wish to.
Ms. Strickland, can you tell me how long we've known each other?
Since 1998, 97 maybe.
And how did we meet?
We met in a bar.
I'm sitting on bar stool.
Objection.
Yes, sustained. We don't need to get into all that.
And, during this time, how well have we got along?
Since we've met.
And I would object to any testimony, again, going beyond the order. It opens up a whole can of worms.
Remember, we're talking about 2002 till today.
Our current situation is based on our relationship, and I'm trying to establish what kind of relationship that is.
I'm not concerned about what it was. I'm concerned about what it is now for purpose of visitation, not what it was.
Ms. Strickland, do you think I'm a good father?
No.
And why?
Because you have not tried to take care of your family like you were supposed to do. I think you love Stephanie. I do believe you love her in your own way. The fact you filed for custody after I got child support, after 5 years, I didn't even ask for child support. No, in my opinion.
During that time when you're asking for child support, why weren't you concerned about settling the custody?
Because it was not my place. I had sole custody. It was my understanding that it was your place to do that. I had physical custody of her. So I had no reason to take it back to court.
Do you not think it's important for her to have her father in her life every day?
You didn't take it back to court, so I didn't feel it was important. It was not my place to do it.
But you could have.
Certainly I could have.
But you did not.
But I did not, exactly.
Isn't it true that our problems in our relationship is based on your sexual promiscuity?
Objection.
No, sustained.
Isn't it true that the majority of the arguments and problems and intentions and the reason we split up was based on these actions?
Objection. We're not talking about why y'all split up. We're talking about custody right now.
Right. This is a concern, Mom.
Well, let me say this. It's always a concern to the court when people don't let go for purposes of not their personal relationship between each other, but between them and the child, whether they can be the proper parent to supervise visitation and make sure the other parent that they get over the past and make sure the other parent gets what they're supposed to do as far as visitation, okay? So I don't really need to know how y'all weren't very, you know, it's obvious that you're here because you didn't get along, so I don't need to know something happened 8-9 years ago.
Ms. Strickland, are you on any medication now?
Objection.
No rule.
I take medication for ADD, Vyvanse.
And your condition for ADD, has it ever hindered your ability to take care of your daughter?
Never.
On an occasion, when you have problems with your ADD, what issues, what happens? What is the result of your ADD in relation to your daughter?
Objection, that assumes the fact not in evidence, which is there are problems.
Can you repeat the question again? We're getting a little bit off track with the question.
Trying to establish...
So just repeat the question, and I'll make a determination whether or not you can ask them.
When were you diagnosed with ADD?
'95, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Have you been on medication since then?
Not until Stephanie started.
Until when?
Not until my child started.
Before you started taking medication, isn't it true that there were a number of times when you were unable to control yourself and take care of your daughter?
No, as you remember, I financially supported us, so...
Requiring physical care, not money.
No.
Isn't it true that on a number of occasions, one involving you in which, and what I believe was a result of your ADD, you were unable to take care of your daughter, and I was forced to be able to step in and take care of her?
Objection. This, again, in terms of the timetable, if we're talking about, you know, prior to October 2002, the same objection as previously.
What is the...
Sustained. What is talk about anything prior to October 2002.
Right. Okay. I'm referring to things that I believe are going on in the home that I'm concerned about. That ADD affects her ability to take care of the child, and she relies on her mom and dad to do so.
Well, you can ask her about that.
Mm-hmm. And what are the results of your ADD that forced you to take medication?
It's a long-term, it's not a short-term problem. I started taking medication when my child was diagnosed because I figured I wanted to know what she was going to take. I wanted to know how it was going to affect her. I did not want to give her something that I myself would not take. And it's not a problem per se. It helps.
Helps what?
Long-term. It's long-term things.
Don't you have moments of uncontrollability in result to that?
No, I do not.
Have you ever been denied employment for a failure of drug test?
Yes.
Whenever we came here in 2002, did you invite me here?
No.
Why did I come?
We were being evicted because I was paying the bills and I was not getting to work.
No, again, we're going beyond the October 2002 order.
Okay, in 2002, when we were here, was I here based on your invitation?
Invitation, no. Necessity, yes.
Your father and you, do you remember y'all two sitting down with me and asking me here?
No. I have emails to the fact that you... No.
What was our relationship arrangement in 2002?
Objection.
That's the same.
Were we engaged?
No.
Objection. Let me get into that. We're talking about right now. Whatever happened between y'all two is a long time ago.
It's a character statement. It's about who the person is and a repeated long-term pattern of events that seem to be like this that affect us today.
Just a guess. I learned a long time ago when two people split up, there's two sides to every story. Y'all been split up 7 years ago. What's most important right now is parenting your child apart. Okay?
How did I end up on the streets in 2002?
Judge, did you hear what I just told you?
Sorry.
What's important is right now. If you continue to ask those questions, I'm going to stop you and not allow any more cross-examination.
That's right. Have you, the evidence that you submitted today, these things here, have you ever given me anything like this before?
I have given you school pictures every year. I've made sure I said, Dad, give this to you.
But have I ever had any...
And you've never asked. No, you've never asked.
Have you allowed me any input in her decisions for our daughter who's been in?
Where to visit? You've had the opportunity, but you, I mean, you're not, communication's not so good, so I just,
Have you allowed me to have any input in the decision process for our daughter?
I think allowed is the wrong word to use.
Have I been able to have any input in the decision for our daughter?
You could have.
How? I believe that's no.
No, you asked her how, right?
How, if you had been more able to get along with people and not be so confrontational with people, we could have worked it out, certainly.
Was it your intent to allow me to have input in our daughter's life?
Was it my intent to raise the child to the best of my ability and make sure she was happy and healthy and safe and had a place to live? That was my intention, to have family.
Was it your intent for her to have her father in her life?
Certainly.
How?
You're here in North Carolina because my father went down and got you, but paid for it just to move down here. You're here because of this, of my family. I want her involved in my life. My father has done three visits a week, interrupting his day for 7 years to allow you to have visits with the child because it was in her best interest.
Why does he have to do that?
Because you had threatened to leave the state with our child. And so the court ordered supervised visits 3 times a week, Judge Boyd.
Isn't it true that we brought our daughter here so she had family? I didn't ever attempt to try to leave. Did I ever attempt to make anything to leave?
The statements were made, the threats were made.
What?
You were going to...
The exact quote was,
I'm going to take this child and you and your rich family will never see her again. That was what you said to me back... That's 2002. Don't want to go that far, please. I don't want to get into that, seriously.
And so Mr. Strickland, as you say, being inconvenienced by being forced to bring my daughter to me, why did that happen? Why is that like that?
Because it was court-ordered supervised visits. I had a DVPO against you. My father was more comfortable, and he asked the court to please allow him. He volunteered. Instead of us having me at the halfway house or sheriff's office, he volunteered so you could see your child.
Since the DVPO has expired 4 years ago, why haven't you allowed me to be in her life?
You have not petitioned the court to do so.
I do not believe it's required.
They can't tell her anything. You only ask her a question.
It is not required after the DVPO expired. And you could easily allow your daughter to be, her dad to be in her life. Why didn't you?
I figured if you didn't care enough to petition, it wasn't my place.
But it was not required to petition. All you had to do was allow me in her life.
You're telling her something. You can only ask her a question.
Since it's not required to petition, why wouldn't you allow me in her life?
We did allow you. It was your place to file, and you... You know how to file. You filed all this stuff yourself. You could have done it anytime. We have tried to let you get involved in her sports activities, any special occasion at church. We above and beyond, as you said, in violation of the order. Things like that is why we did not.
So for the last 4 years, although it was not required, you have maintained the 3 weeks, 3 times a week visitation and not allowed me to come near or call or be around my daughter outside of that. Is that true?
No. It's oftentimes during the week, if there's something going on, that my dad will say, hey, Stephanie wants you to go to a soccer game, and you've been.
What percentage of meetings would you say that is?
It doesn't matter. It can be one. It's not ordered by the court to do so.
Do you not believe that a father should be in his child's life every day?
No. It would be nice.
Then why wouldn't you?
But it's not possible.
You get about 1 minute's worth of questions. Possible.
Do you have a history of sexual abuse in your family?
No.
Objection.
Haven't you talked to me about sexual abuse of Chip?
Objection.
No.
Where's he going with that?
I have no idea.
But I'm concerned about my daughter being in that household.
If you were that concerned, you would have filed something 7 years ago.
Has there been CPS investigations of my daughter? Child Protective Services?
One time, yes.
And what was the reason?
A small bruise on her thigh.
I saw the bruises on her back.
I'll tell you, then you got to ask her questions.
Wasn't there multiple bruises on her?
Nothing.
Weren't there bruises also on her back?
No.
I also had a subpoena, Ms. Strickland, Chip, and Ms. Strickland.
You can only ask her questions.
I was just going to say, the time I have left, is that also for everything or just her?
So you got about 20 seconds left in your part of your case.
What would you like to see done at this point to be able to take care of my daughter?
I would like for her to see you every other